This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a federal court's findings that South Dakota agencies systematically violated the Indian Child Welfare Act. In March 2013, tribes and parents brought a class action lawsuit against the State Department of Social Services, Seventh Circuit Court, and the Pennington County State's Attorney. Federal Judge Jeff Viken found for the plaintiffs in a partial summary judgment, and the state successfully appealed to the Eighth Circuit. Victoria Wicks has more.
The opinion from the Eighth Circuit essentially boils down to jurisdiction. The federal court should not have considered this case. The Indian Child Welfare Act, known as ICWA, is a federal law, and so alleged violations would seem to belong in federal court. But State's Attorney Mark Vargo says that's not necessarily the case. Vargo is one of the defendants named in the lawsuit. He says plaintiffs contend that South Dakota law outlines a process to handle abuse and neglect cases, but if ICWA is applicable, then the state has to adjust its process. Vargo says the Eighth Circuit opinion does not agree. It says that state courts are presumed to understand and apply federal law, and that the federal court should not intervene if the state court adequately enforces federal law. The lawsuit has been ongoing for more than 5 years. During that time, and prior to its filing, Vargo says his office has taken steps independent of the lawsuit to adjust its practices where necessary to follow the dictates of ICWA.
Trying to do is to create the best outcome for the children that come into our care, and the attempts to keep them within their tribal communities is very much a part of what we are trying to do, and so we don't just follow ICWA, we actually believe in ICWA.
The Eighth Circuit sent this case back to the federal court in Rapid City with instructions to Judge Viken to dismiss the plaintiff's claims. The plaintiffs were represented by a local attorney and the ACLU, who did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The Lenape Nation in Delaware is encouraging young people to learn about their culture. A group recently traveled to a resource center to research tribal history. In this story, first aired on Delaware Public Media, Sophia Schmidt reports.
The group visited the Cultural Resources Center primarily to collaborate with University of Delaware student Annabelle Fitchner on her research about traditional net making among mid-Atlantic tribes. Museum staff pulled several late 19th and early 20th century nets from the object collections for the group to examine. Nearly all were made of commercial cotton. But Cultural Resources staff did find a few individual knots of native plant cordage attached to nets. A textile conservation expert identified them as likely made of dog bane. This meant a quick lesson in natural fiber spinning for the group, geared toward its youngest members. 7-year-old Charlotte is the daughter of Lenape tribal citizen Melody Klein.
Today was really fun because I got to learn about fiber and other stuff that is really cool, like wooden stuff that was from a long, long time ago.
Principal Chief of the Lenape Indian Tribe of Delaware, Dennis Coker, has spoken about the difficulty of getting Lenape youth involved with their culture. But the group visiting the Cultural Resources Center also included Klein's two other children, teenage Cannon Klein.
It was cool to see the stuff from our tribe and our community.
While Fitchner aims to teach Lenape community members to weave traditional nets, Chief Coker notes that he doesn't see tribal citizens beginning to weave nets for subsistence fishing again.
You never know where those practices may lead you if it's nothing but making you aware of a higher order of things.
For National Native News, I'm Sophia Schmidt in Delaware.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by BNSF Railway, an American Indian Science and Engineering Society top 50 employer. BNSF's ACES scholarships support Native American students in science, technology, engineering, and math. Info at bnsf.com. Supported by Volunteers of America, a premier substance use treatment provider offering a White Bison certified Wellbriety program within their residential Native American treatment services. Applications and more at voanr.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.